Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. And remember, iHeartRadio.com for all your listening needs, radio stations, podcasts, and more. iHeartRadio.com. A pleasure to be joined this week. I love military bands and what they do for promoting the military and inspiring people. And the U.S. Air Force Band of the West is getting into their busy season, music in our schools, concerts, and joined by Second Lieutenant Jay Sconyers of the U.S. Air Force Band of the West this week. Jay, thanks for coming on, or should I call you Lieutenant?
Jay is perfectly fine, or you can call me Lieutenant Sconyers, but it is a pleasure to be here.
Lieutenant Sconyers, a pleasure to have you, and my listeners are very interested in the fact that it's getting to be spring, and I know that there's always a push for people getting the military bands and ensembles at their events and schools, and you guys are heading out. You guys are coming to my area of the world in Georgia here the end of March. We'll promote that. We'll put all the links and the dates in the show notes, but kind of give me a little idea of how the band, your band works, and how do people get involved in that are in the Air Force, and just kind of a little behind the scenes action.
Yes, sir. As you said, we're excited to be headed to the state of Georgia. I'm actually a Georgia native myself, so it's nice to be going back home. In fact, one of the performances is even going to be in my hometown. So we are made up of some of the best military musicians in the world. We have approximately 50 members in our unit, and they are all professional musicians that work on behalf of the United States Air Force and the Department of Defense, and outreaching to our communities around the country, around the world, and we're full-time musicians. That's what we do for the United States Air Force.
I love that, and great representatives of the U.S. Air Force. Excited to see you guys when you come in through the area. This is as much about entertaining people as it is inspiring people to get involved in music and maybe pick up an instrument or even promote the U.S. Air Force.
Absolutely. So our motto in the Air Force Band Program is honor, inspire, and connect. We honor our veterans, and as you said, we inspire people and connect people, whether that's at home, in our schools, and outreaching as we're doing on this Georgia tour, or across the world to our coalition partners and our friends and allies across the world.
We're with Lieutenant Jay Sconyers this week here on iHeartRadio, and he's leads the U.S. Air Force Band of the West. And I mean, kids these days, Jay, they have a lot of options on things they can do, from sports to technology to working jobs, internships, and music still fits in there somewhere, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, and in my upbringing, I was in middle school band and high school band, and all of the members of our unit had some sort of musical training, whether that's middle school band, high school band, etc. And then most of the members of our unit are degreed members that went to music schools and such around the country. And we just find so much value in that for our younger generation, and that outlet that maybe is just a little bit different than, you know, the math class, the history class, something that connects kids in a different way and connects the dots for all of the other super important subjects like math and history, etc.
Yeah, what kind of questions, Jay, do you get from students or kids that are curious about either a career in music or it picking up an instrument to learn as a skill?
Oh, wow. The questions can range from, you know, what instrument should I play, to what's it like to be a professional musician, to some real, you know, humorous ones that you collect over the years as well.
Yeah, I know they're curious. Their parents are curious. And you mentioned 50 members of your unit, of your band. How do I always wondered how a student or a young person decides on an instrument, does it have to appeal to them visually? Is there a certain skills that you have to play certain instruments? And are some instruments easier to play than others?
Oh, wow. There's a lot to that. So a lot of times band directors, music teachers will help guide a student to what they're going to be best suited for instrumentally. Sometimes, you know, a student will be able to really hone in and pick up this particular instrument or have particular skills. You know, like a percussionist needs to have really good hands and really good rhythm. Whereas like a French horn player, I need to have really, really good ears to make sure they're getting all of the exact notes and such. So a band director, a music teacher will help guide a student to, you know, what their skill set is and where they're going to be best suited early on. But, you know, sometimes it's as simple as their grandfather or their grandmother played the saxophone or the trombone and they have that in the attic. And that's what they've, you know, been playing around on a little bit all of their life, or that's what they've always been eyeing, hoping to learn. So it may be just as simple as that.
Yeah, my dad was in the Navy, Jay, and he played the violin, but I could never pick it up. So I know that there's definitely a skill, a learned skill, but also some natural ability that has to be there. As well as we're talking with Jay Sconyers, U.S. Air Force Band of the West. You're going to be playing for some schools and at some performing arts centers. Jay, do you ever play at sporting events? And is there a difference in how you would tailor make a concert for an indoor performing arts center versus maybe a sporting event?
Absolutely. So I referenced we have 50 members in our unit that are professional musicians, some of the finest musicians in the world. And we can tailor our ensembles and tailor the groups that we send out into the public however we need to meet the specific ask. So what the people of Georgia will see is they will see our concert band. It'll have most every member of our unit on the stage, and we'll be playing a variety from show tunes to classical music to contemporary music to, of course, some patriotic standards that everybody will know and love. But we can also turn around and do a sporting event. In fact, while we're in Georgia, we're going to play at the Atlanta Hawks game on the 27th of March. So we will have a little different footprint for that. We will have our ceremonial marching band, which will consist of some of the same members, and we'll play a more patriotic set and things like that. And it's a little shorter clip than our 90-minute concert. It'll be more like a 10-minute performance.
That'll be a big crowd. Jay, what's the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of?
Oh, wow. Well, this past summer, we took our rock band to the world's largest air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And there were thousands and thousands of people there. So I'd say maybe that's one of the larger crowds that we've been to, because it's just tens of thousands of people there. It was kind of a transient audience, so you never got everybody all at once. It was really cool because the faces were always changing, and you were getting to interact with new people and meet new people throughout the entire day.
Yeah, these performances in Georgia are free and open to the public, but a ticket is required, I guess, for crowd control. And Jay, what's maybe your favorite patriotic song? I know you guys play everything from the Star Spangled Banner to probably God Bless America and a bunch of other things. What's your favorite one to play, or what's one that the band really gets into?
You know, it's hard to say a favorite. It kind of maybe depends on the moment, but there's something about the national anthem that just always just rings true and hits home. I know this past summer we were reaching out to some of our coalition partners in Chile, and we played the Chilean national anthem, and then we played the U.S. national anthem. And there were some U.S. service members there that had not been home in a little while, and the chance for them to hear a U.S. military band play the U.S. national anthem just really, you know, spoke to them, and as a result, it really spoke to us as well to see the impact that we were able to have. So I think that's something that stands out to me is a favorite memory and probably a favorite song as a result.
Yeah, wrapping up here with Lieutenant Jay Sconyers, and I'm sure it's a rewarding for you, Jay, to see it when it gets emotional like that. That means you're really touching people near and far.
Absolutely. As members of the Air Force, so often our members who, we have the world's best pilots, the world's best maintainers, the world's best security guards, the world's best lawyers in the Air Force, but their job is so often kind of inwardly looking and preparing for the next mission and such. And as bandsmen, we get to reach out to the public. We get to reach out to the world and outwardly face. So it's really cool to see that inspiration and to connect the American people and the people of the world with the amazing things that are going on in the United States Air Force.
Yeah, as bandsmen, your men and women are not only serving, but also representing and inspiring people. I love that. And if people want to find out more about Band of the West, where should they go online?
Absolutely. So you can go to U.S. Air Force Bands or USAF Bands. Just a quick Google search, but also look for us, USAF Band of the West, on our website, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on X. You'll find us on all of the major platforms.
Yeah, 2024 is going to be a busy year for you guys. Be safe. And I'm a fan, and can't wait to see you guys when you're here in the Peach State.
Absolutely. We cannot wait.
Thanks, Jay, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.